Shalom, chaverim yekarim.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome. What a lesson we just had, huh? Yeah, very special lesson. We're inviting all the friends, first of all, to come gather in the groups. We are going into very special workshops based on the lesson we just heard from Rav. So let's connect. Let's go into rooms according to languages. And let's answer the first workshop question. Before we answer, why did we choose this? Why were we inspired by it? Well, this lesson was from a lesson that took place this week, and it felt that the spirits are like, about this period, we feel so much confidence in the society, with the friends, with the tens, with the world kli, and we saw what emphasis and importance Rav gave it in this lesson. So now we're going to scrutinize it.
Together?
Yeah, together.
Yeah, we really felt that Rav put a strong emphasis on our real work. Not to get disoriented, not to be drawn into different marginal things, but the foundation, the basis of the work. We'd really like for us to scrutinize this together, and Yossi and I felt this when we watched this lesson together. Not for the first time. We felt as though we're watching it for the first time. So what we'd like to do now with all of our friends is, guys, get together by language and let's share our impressions.
Yes.
So let's share in our groups, in our tents, our impression from the lesson. What discernments, what impressions am I coming out of this lesson with? What new things did I hear that I haven't heard before? And we will ask the focus group to be our focus group. Focus be the focus group. So let's go. What's up?
Yalla, Zohar.
Zohar, come on.
You know, it takes time to reach the mute. You push it, nothing happens. But today, when we summarize the lesson, after the morning lesson, the summary, the thing that excited me the most was that from time to time, Rav used this word, and it really touches me. He says, do it, this really makes the Creator happy. That's all we want, to connect to the Creator. And suddenly we discover the connection between our work and the lesson, and how does it, what does it do above, and we should just learn how to do it more and more. Gershon.
The impression from the lesson, actually, I wasn't at focus at all. I started writing, so it'll help me concentrate. And I just heard annulment, that you advance through the degrees of annulment that we can ascribe ourselves to the upper one. That's it. Then gradually, the force of the lesson, just we feel how it helps to ascribe the lesson to the upper one, the state of the ten to the upper one, and it all work out according to the spirits in this lesson. So I'm with great gratitude. Henry.
Yeah, it's kind of like diving into the lesson, into the materials, into what Rav talked about. I felt like because we're diving together into what's happening, or lifting above our beast and so on, that we're really in a state of inner prayer. That's the feeling that went together with the lesson, with all of our preparations and everything. And I felt that the fact that we're together now is what enables this feeling and phenomenon to occur altogether.
David. I got the feeling of how the confidence take place in a 10. And it also relates to today's lesson to give each other confidence towards the light we know. If we don't receive it correctly, so it doesn't work. But this confidence we're building in the 10, it turns the light from a knife to something that strokes you, from the light of to the light of mercy. That's what it kind of felt, that in the multitude of people, you can feel the confidence, meaning in us, in the 10, that everything that happens, you take as the good that does good. Shai.
The impression is that we have to pass on what we've received in order to get something altogether, and this transition isn't an intellectual one, but it's in spirit. It's in everything that's related to faith, above reason. It's not simple. It's not like passing on information or something. We have to communicate a spiritual force into the world.
My impression is a feeling that you hear the lesson. It's a feeling, that feeling of connection, of us doing this together. And the more, the understanding that when we work more together and connect to the 10, you also hear the lesson in a different way. Whoever has, so add, because we all talked.
Okay, friends, let's go to the morning lesson. Excerpt number one, Rav said, let's think about the world and not about ourselves, but about the measure to which we can bring the upper illumination closer to the world, for all of us to have more intellect and emotion and being able to come closer to the upper force, feel him, realize his orders, and implement our role, so that in mind and heart, completely, in all of our thoughts and our intention and everything, that will agree with the upper force and fulfill the laws of nature. Rav talked to us about the revolution that we have to undergo in this special phase that we're in. That's a revolution in terms of our perception, understanding, attitude toward the upper force. So, as a result of our connection, let's come together and answer the following workshop question. What kind of revolution, inner revolution, do we, Bnei Baruch, have to make in our approach on our way to the 10 and the world and in our attitude toward the Creator? Again, what kind of inner revolution do we, Bnei Baruch, have to make in our attitude toward the path, the world, the Creator, the 10? And our focus group is going to be Volga. Let's go, friends.
Но все, чем мы занимаемся в десятке, это мы занимаемся подъемом.
Everything we do in the 10 is raising importance. Today we talked about the staff and the serpent, meaning if we have a spark of importance, then I always have the forces to disseminate. Think of the friends. So now in the workshop we can just word by word add another gram and another gram of importance. And suddenly we'll start feeling how the attitude changed towards the world, towards our commitment.
Okay. We continue Eldar. Of course, our attitude toward the world in light of our commitment to the world is changing to bring them the reforming light that will give them the correction and ensure that's done through the group, through the connection, through the feeling of the importance of the goal in the group.
If I say revolution, it's like a change. That change in our perception, that the change for the good depends on us. And in that new attitude, when we raise importance, we change the attitude towards the 10, towards our lessons, towards dissemination. We need to build a new attitude towards all of this. And we have to add importance to everything.
Революция должна быть у нас в сердцах, в нашей душе, в нашем понятии.
The revolution has to occur in our understanding, in our thoughts, in our everything, since without that, we will not be able to make it. We cannot advance without this inner revolution, without our change in attitude toward the world, the ten Bnei Baruch. In the meantime, I'm doing everything that I can. This is something that everyone can do for the sake of the ten. Because precisely from myself, or the entire advancement depends on me, actually.
Может быть, революция в том, что вот этот вот подход веры выше знания должен стать у нас.
Maybe the revolution is that the approach of above reason has to be our foundation. Our foundation that we create in the ten, and then the confidence is created, the kind we have to pass on to the whole world, to the Creator. And this period that is just created, the conditions we got, they train us and the world to perform this revolution.
Okay, friends, let's continue our scrutiny. It's really exciting to see that friends are relating to the lesson that we just watched and are mixing it with the morning lesson. So, actually, everything is one very clear, strong line. We hear our friends talking about a total change in our attitude toward what's happening between us and in the world, and how this change has to be completely directed toward the upper force. And really, on the recorded lesson that we've seen, Rav said, excerpt number two, Rav says, spirituality doesn't need the knowledge, the wisdom. What spirituality needs is devotion, the force of bestowal. To the measure to which I attribute myself to the upper, I get from the upper everything he has, without working with my intellect, with my own forces, but to the contrary, the more I neutralize myself and connect myself to the Creator, where I have zero forces and also zero intellectual forces, by that I become an embryo, and then I begin the transition into my point of nullification, to get a fulfillment from above, from the Creator. How? By more and more annulling myself. So, friends, We said that, Yossi and I, when we talked, we said that we're so inspired by this that it's not a matter of intellect or anything else, but only soul devotion to the upper. And when Rav answered a question to Sochi, he said that also having faith in the sages, what is that? It's a special illumination that gives you a feeling that you're related to those sages, to that upper illumination. So it's all up to the light. And if so, our question for the workshop is?
So our question is, how to ascribe ourselves to the upper one and to work with his mind and not with ours? How do we annul our mind and our forces and only count on the Creator? Again, how will we ascribe to the Creator in order to work with his mind and not ours? How to annul practically our mind and our forces and only count on the Creator?
Our focus group is Ra'anana, the city of the fabulous city of Ra'anana. Go ahead.
We have to finally understand that with our human brain, nothing good will happen. Nothing happened till today. We've just been ruining everything. Every idea a human had, we discovered that it wasn't for his good. So it's time we got rid of our mind and understand that we can't do anything with it. And all we have left are the words of the wise that in our limited brain we read and we see the truth and we understand that that's our only thing we can do, to count on the words of the sages. Danny, continue.
Yeah, our mind's actually controlled by our will to receive. That's confusing us all the time, and we want to rise above that. We want to follow a higher reason, the reason that exists in the group, in the friends, and opportunities like we have now, where we have several groups that can integrate with one another and pass deficiency, chisaron, onto each other. This way we can attain that light of faith that is above the intellect, as Rav said, but only with the help of friends. Patrick.
Patrick, can you speak? Evgeny.
Yeah, by the friends and the exercises that we... Can you hear me? The friends. With the friends, you can exercise self-annulment between us. In the end, to annul my mind, I need to reach complete annulment. And the friends in the sacred society which we're in, that is the place to, like, do the daily work until we'll be able to acquire or demand that mind of the upper one. That he's here, we just have to give him the vessel.
Yep, we got the means of how to do it. The Creator is hidden, but the means is the 10. And if we'll really be able to annul ourselves toward the 10 and to use the reason of the 10 and not my own, then this is what it means to be above my own reason. As long as I will be in my own reason, really, I will not be able to advance in direction of the Creator that's in the 10. Lev?
Okay.
In order to adhere to the mind of the upper one, I need to reach the desire to run from my own mind, from my egoistic mind, and adhere to the spiritual mind, which is higher than me, that for sure knows where to take me to. And if there's a desire to run from my own mind, which isn't simple, because the ego keeps grabbing you, but gradually this desire grows, and it's easier to cling to Kabbalists and to the friends.
Arya.
Arya.
Not much to add. Besides that point that a person reaches where he can't, and he kind of gives up, where he also gives up his own intellect and makes room for the mind of the ten. And into that, he invites the Creator. Olin.
Yeah, it's the Creator putting this example before us of the ten. And I can devote to this. It's very tangible. You don't get confused. It's exactly right for the interaction I have to do towards the friends. That's my attitude towards the Creator. It's right there before me every moment. You can measure it and use it.
Guys, friends, amazing to see all the friends in the world, Kli, so inspirational, really. The depth and the measure of incorporation, integration, itkalelut, of all the friends, and you know, hearing these discernments for the second time from the lesson, from the friends, it's like, you know, Rav says that you hear like 1% of everything that's going on in the lesson.
And you hear it from the friends.
Exactly, exactly. Then you really start hearing things. So, sometimes we're really in such a state where we feel disconnected from the path, from the friends, from the general desire to study altogether. And there are such states where everything's shining, and you're racing to catch everything. You want dissemination, you want the friends, you want the meetings, you want the meals, you want everything. So actually, how can we now scrutinize this place where, on the one hand, we don't fall into despair due to the disconnections. On the other hand, that we're not in a state where everything's shining, that we fall into pride.
The question is, what will help us not to fall into despair?
Moshe, we can't hear you.
So yeah, what will help us not to fall into states of despair, and when we're disconnected or numbness, indifference, and on the other hand, not to fall into pride when we get forces. So the question is, what will help us see all these states that only depend on the extent of the illumination that we get from above? And who will be the focus group now?
PT 21. Let's
PT 21.
How do we do it? It has to do with the connection. If we're connected and we're connected as one, connected to each other as one man and one heart, then there is no despair, there's nothing, no pride, no nothing. We experience all the states together and we overcome them.
Yeah, we can only count on the force between us. the Rav, and the writings of the Kabbalists. There's nothing else we can lean on. And all the states we go through, if we're in the 10, so we can get a support at times that we come out of the path, that you go out of balance, that you're confused. We have such great friends that hold you all the time. We have this constant schedule. And the friends will keep going.
Yeah, all the states depend on the light, and we get the light from our sources, from the articles of Rabash. We get the support from the friends. And we get the guidance from Rav. What's left? Prayer. To reach the right prayer. And everything's gonna open up.
דבר חנן.
כן, תפילה מה שחיים אמר.
Yeah, prayer, what Chaim said is to see in each and every friend in the 10 that he is our compass. He gives us the forces, the direction. He also gives us forces and lifts us and focuses us every time the pride comes back. It's a friend. There's no other field. If there is no 10, so there's nothing. It's all there. It's all the field of work. It's only between us. And Niv will keep going.
This is really how it is. It's becoming ever more clear that eventually, how much we really depend on one another, that we can't attribute the different states of disconnection, the bad states, unless the friend helps you out, bails you out, reminds you, and you get this kind of inner contraction that tells you, okay, now's the time to turn to the Creator. But without this connection that holds you up, to simply relate it to ourselves and turn to none else besides Him for each and every state, it's very clear that you're disconnected, Dima.
Rav gives many times the example of the radio, that you have to tune it, to calibrate it to the wave in order to hear it. And I read that example that in order to feel that you're dependent on the light, you have to aim to that. You need to have a vessel. So how can you aim your vessel? This vessel is aimed only in the 10. It's clear to us already. Not only in our physical 10, but more and more you start feeling the group or the whole world kli, as much as you get forces and exertion, and with you feel with all the friends as much as everybody's directed in that same channel. And it's the work of each one of us. Who didn't speak it?
Every prayer, everything stems from deficiency. And the illusion given to us by the ego that we're a group, that we're a 10, that we're talking to the Creator, that everything is fine. But if we look through the eyes of they have eyes but see not, then the situation is not exactly as we described it. And in the gap between what we have and what we'd like to have, this can allow you to really cry out to the Creator, rise to faith above reason, become a conduit to the world, and maybe then start working differently. But until then, the world doesn't hear us, we're not exactly tens, people aren't standing in line in order to take us on their shoulders. So we have to see the deviation, the way that the ego is deviating us is, well, it's actually good what it does to us, because if you discover that, you can turn to the Creator and turn your ten into a spiritual one.
So after Meir, I have to remember the question again. Maybe the hosts will help me?
No, we'll help you. It's amazing to hear all the friends. I'm sure that friends all around the world, Kali, are directed only toward none else besides him. Let's hear what Rav said in excerpt number 3. Every feeling that we have that we're related to the lessons, dissemination, the friends, something, every such feeling is an illumination from above that connects us, that directs us. All of that is by an illumination, comes as a result of the illumination from above. This is a kind of illumination that exists in the ten and in the world Kli, and it can become personal to the measure to which a person invests themselves. So with that in our heart, friends,
שלא קשורים פתאום לזה, לא מרגישים את השיעור, את הלימוד, משהו רחוק מאיתנו. איך נוכל...
How will we be able to see the feeling of disconnection that we get from time to time also as help coming to us from the upper illumination that helps us build the kli, a chisaron for bestowal? Just to add, that is like a kind of clarion that is inviting us to act in this kind of way. Moshe. Yeah. It's help from above that helps us build a kli and bestowal, and we'll ask Moscow number 3 to be our focus group, please.
Ну давайте я начну. Конечно, свечение свыше. Вот это отключение, тоже свечение свыше. Вот.
Also, this connection is kind of illumination from above. It's help in creating the vessel of our desire to bestow. Exactly today in the lesson, we spoke about it, that the preparation, that emptiness is for us to use. It's an invitation from the Creator for us to fill that empty space with the greatness of the Creator. And by that, we can build our prayer. And we can do actions as if we're already in bestowal towards the Creator. Every time, every state, whether it's disconnection or connection, it's all actions of the Creator. And our whole work is to feel it and to give Him an answer. So every time we have to see it and remind ourselves and the friends that there's none else besides Him. It's all from the Creator. It's all from above. I came to a conclusion that everything that's happening to you that you can't deal with, right away you have to ask for the ten. For example, I lost my forces, I can't pray. I had 2 days this week that right away I asked for help from the ten. I said, friends, I can't, help me. And the shame just it leaves you when you understand that you can't cope with it on your own, because it's not your own either, or maybe you fall asleep in a lesson. You can do that for a few days, and then you ask from the 10 again. Why? Because only like that you can advance. Alone, no. So if you have a problem, right away, bring it to the 10. The Creator didn't give it to you for you to solve it on your own.
Ну да, окей. Как бы все отключения не приходят от Творца, но как бы зачем ему тогда давать эти отключения?
Yeah, all the disconnections come from the Creator, but why does he even give it to us? Just to disconnect you from the ten, just like that. There's no benefit in that. The disconnection probably takes place because there wasn't enough of a connection to cover all these states, and these states come in order to help us grow. It's like that famous story that the child of that father, he works in some factory, and the father asks the boss to fire the kid so he gets a better job. So same with the Creator, he disconnects from us for us to advance and reach a higher degree.
Мне кажется, что вот это вот создание ощущения пустоты, да, Творец как бы проверяет.
I think this feeling of emptiness, the Creator checks you, he trains you. If you, in this state of emptiness, if you could, you have a freedom of choice here. You can choose. And now he checks. What choice are you going to make? Are you going to dive in the emptiness? Or are you going to remember and ask for that in this emptiness, the light will fill it? And truthfully, if after a certain time that you go through this training, so we start in a more precise and a correct way to start responding to all these states that come to work with the emptiness. Yeah, friends, what an inspiration. You hear the answers from the friends and all your questions are answered. So let's hear what Rav said about this. To that question specifically, quote number 4, please. It awakens me as much as I'm disconnected, as much as I don't belong to spirituality, as much as I'm managed by corporeal forces only, like a little animal that doesn't do anything except for serving its own body. And from here on, I am going to start a new day. So, now let's answer a question. If everything depends on the higher illumination that we draw together from above, let's scrutinize what are the conditions to be connected to that illumination constantly and in the maximum way. Let's find out what are the conditions to be connected to that illumination constantly and in the highest possible way. So, Ashdod, you be our focus group.
אשדוד 10, כן? רואים אותם? הנה, יאללה.
אשדוד 10, let's see them. מיכאל.
טוב, התנאים הם כמו שאנחנו לומדים להיות...
The conditions, as we have learned, are to be in ערבות, or at least to make an effort to be in ערבות, and ask the Creator to help us to be in ערבות, so that the Creator will give the friends a real chisaron for connection. The only when we're making an effort to connect with one another can we correctly appreciate everything that's happening, everything that's coming from above, disconnection, the friend, everything. We can correctly appreciate these things only if we're connected correctly with one another. Eli.
Yeah, we must rise above this state of that animal that only tries to survive, and that's by the ten with the friends, and through acting, when we just act a bit, some degree above us, that way we actually see our environment and rise together like an elevator. Matthias.
Nachaim, thank you. The condition is for us to be connected with each other all the time. Even if one of us is disconnected, then he simply puts himself in the hands of the group, allowing them to take care of him. And it's like a wheel. There's someone at the top, someone at the bottom, and this is how we continue the movement in the ten all the time. Like it says, mutual responsibility, that we care for each other. None.
Yeah, thank you. In this mutual guarantee, the avut, it's expressed by all kinds of little actions we're doing, little tips. If we join each other in rooms in the galaxy, or we give friends air, those are actions we have to keep doing, and the condition is that we always do it in happiness, in gratitude. And we have to remember for who and for what we're doing this. Constantly remember the intention. Yaniv.
Yeah, the common force that we exert together. Kabbalists left us so much advice and ways to realize all of this. We can really be a common engine where everyone puts their part in forgetting about himself only to the benefit of that common force that we're creating between us. This is actually where the reforming light comes from, helping us to realize our common prayer. Oni.
Yeah, so many good and nice and practical things you said here. So we just have to take this game we're speaking about all the time with the mutual help and surrender the plea to the group. How we feel, how we disconnect, and then with a simple prayer to the ten, we can tie all ends together and feel how we're above all these differences. To feel that it's all illumination from above, aiming us to that place, that precise place between us.
Lechaim, friends, and now let's listen Rav's answer to the question, excerpt number 5, please. First of all, I have to direct myself toward bestow, to become a special mechanism in the system of Adam HaRishon, where I pass through myself everything that the Creator has to everyone. And me, myself, I don't need nothing. Just like I felt myself disconnected, not being a part of the matter at all. This is how I continue feeling myself disconnected, not being a part of this world. But in order to care for others. When can I start feeling the upper light, the upper feeling? Once I can say that everything belongs to the Creator and I attribute myself and reality as a whole to Him.
So, dear friends, we're going to read a couple more quotes from the lesson, one from the article we read, and one from the lesson, and then we'll scrutinize the question again. So, quote number 6, if we can. From Shamati 72. Confidence is the clothing for the light called life. There is a rule that there is no light without a kli. The kli, it follows that the light called light of life cannot clothe but must dress in some kli. The kli where the light of life is clothed is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing. Now Sasha asked us to read it twice, so again, quote 6. Confidence is the clothing of the light called life. There's a rule that there is no light without a kli. It follows that the light called the light of life cannot clothe but must dress in some kli. The kli where the light of life is clothed is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do everything difficult. Every difficult thing. And we'll go right to quote number 7. Rav said this, simply just give them the illumination of confidence, the force of confidence, a hug, everything you can in all forms, corporeal, spiritual, that's our work, without us giving it to each other, that we'll all be under this confidence. Without that, we won't exist. We won't be able to hold on to spirituality. Let's read it again. Simply give them the illumination of confidence, the force of confidence, a hug, anything you can in all forms, corporeal and spiritual. That's our work. Because without us devoting one another, that we'll all together be in that force of confidence. Without that, we will not exist. We won't be able to hold on to spirituality. Dear friends, let's now summarize between us. What is this illumination of confidence? How do we build such a vessel in the tent? And how can we recognize in that kli? How can we become a pipeline to the world? Again, what is this confidence, that illumination? How do we bring it into 10? How do we use it to be a pipeline to the whole world? And who did we say the focus group will be?
Novosibirsk. Спасибо.
Не знаю, на ком остановилась. Давайте я тогда продолжу.
I'll go.
Уверенность я получаю от...
I get the confidence.
Можно так сказать, да, который я понимаю, что мне необходимо, чтобы быть в связи с десяткой.
Because I get it from the connection with the ten. From understanding what is the ten directed toward and what are we doing so that the light won't come to my own benefit, but to the benefit of everyone. And I don't know what else to add. We had this really qualitative workshop and we had amazing questions. And I'd like to say that the only confidence that I have is the work of the ten in the entire world, Kli of Bnei Baruch, with the goal of drawing the light to the entire world, meaning not only for myself.
Мы выяснили, что сечение уверенности, оно приходит свыше и...
We've scrutinized that the illumination of confidence comes from above.
Лишь в мере объединения.
We can pass it from one another to the extent that we're connected.
Наша задача...
And that also comes from above. So... Our task is actually, our task remains the same, to build the kli, to invest efforts constantly, to, and a mutual feeling towards the Creator.
Yeah. I agree, the light of confidence comes from above, from the Creator, but we have to have a suitable kli. This being all the friends annulling themselves, Getting toward the Creator. This is a kind of work that we always have to do in faith above reason. We always have to care for the Ten and for its connection.
Yeah, I'd like to add that now we know that when you have the mood to work, so it's not so right, but when you start scrutinizing things and start adding, you know, you have your proof in the work, the things you check, so it means the light disappears. So you always have to turn to the Ten and understand that if a person's in the Ten, he's connected to the Creator. That's the only way he can get help. Except for that, there's no other place.
Женя.
The light of confidence that comes from the Creator, I think that you can achieve that only through the group. You can see it in the friends because the light of the Creator of confidence passes through them. How do you do it? You have to work in dissemination. And what we get through our request to the Creator, this is what we have to pass on later to the world, and we have to make sure that this will be a constant process that will go on all the time. We have to disseminate and connect in the Ten all the time to draw the light from the Creator.
Yeah, friends, wow, what a lesson. Great inspiration from the friends when you hear them and you see what comes out from this effort, from this exertion for connection. So it comes out from Rav in the lesson that the best thing is to work through the Ten, to draw the friends in that mutual connection. And in a corporeal way, you gradually start getting the confidence. Yeah, they were asking,
what's the best way to be connected to this illumination? Rav said that it's to draw the friends in the Ten to a certain corporeal action. Through that common action, you start getting the illumination of confidence from above, from the Creator.
Yeah, actually, it's a group action. So let's do it now. Let's decide in the Tens. This one mutual action we'll do during the Ten or during the week in order to keep this illumination going. Let's decide in the Tens about one mutual action we'll do today or during the week in order to continue this illumination. So, workshop question, let's decide together with us in the Ten, one action to draw the light of confidence. And the Ten, PT23, will be our focus group.
Let's start. So, piece of cake. Nothing to invent. No point in thinking, what can we add? But immediately, right after this amazing lesson, this workshop, fabulous workshop, we have a meeting. The meeting of our Ten. It's a common action, activity, and we need to postpone this for tomorrow or the day after. What else do you need? Everything's there. Let's do it together. Let's scrutinize the illumination of confidence. Have a great meeting. Let's continue, friends. Ten.
So what did I get from this lesson? Thanks to you, I got the light that reforms. I got an uplifting. I got the feeling of the friends. And I'm giving this to Vitaly.
Thanks to the 10, I was able to hear the lesson. Somehow I start feeling that we're listening to this lesson together. And this is the greatest thing, because once we connect just a bit, we start feeling each other suddenly. Behind the simplest things that Rav says, we really start feeling, where is he talking about this from? Passing it on to Daniel.
First of all, really, after this lesson, we have a 10 meeting. It's kind of complicated. We have to do a mutual effort there. Except for that, let's do one more thing. Every day, we wake up to the morning lesson. So, let's make it a week. I'm sorry, I don't understand them good. He's breaking up, sorry.
Okay, I'm still thinking, what can we do together in order to draw the light? And we also talked about this week, about making different clips. I think that we do need to try and do something like that, because it's excellent dissemination. So let's really do that this weekend. We have today, we have tomorrow. Let's make these clips that we talked about. And live on.
Yeah, we have a mutual action right after the lesson in the TENS meeting, which is a very important action that we try, that all the friends will be in this action. There are actions that we determine that we're going together, we're preparing at 2:30, meaning tomorrow it's 3:30, half an hour before the lesson, we are preparing. And we have to continue the whole path, help each other, get over all the questions, the doubts, and be in the lesson, be in the Zooms, and in dissemination actions, make sure everybody's there.
Dear beloved friends, we have concluded, we decided to do something no matter what, but we do it together, and with the help of the upper illumination, we'll feel how dependent we are on the upper force. And now, like the Rabash taught us, we would like to summarize what are we coming out of this lesson with, our common feeling, our common meeting. So every friend in the 10 will tell his friends, what am I coming out of this lesson with? Thanks to you. What did I get through you on this lesson, on this meeting? And our focus group is going to be PT14, be our focus group. Again, the question is, what am I coming out of this lesson with? Thanks to you, my dear friends in the 10. Let's go.
Okay, so I'll start. Yeah, what do we do? First of all, we feel that we're one vessel, that we're one soul, that we're also going out with the great responsibility that we have to be the pipeline that passes this to the world. And we're going into the Shabbat with a strong intention that there's no reality but the friends. And only like that we'll be able to turn the dark into day.
We're coming out full of confidence that we will receive the light of confidence and the confidence we have just received from each other and the entire world Kli that was with us and from this workshop in which we're all connected. It's truly powerful as the morning lesson, and thanks for having this opportunity. Shlomi.
Yeah, the meeting just warmed up all the hearts. We want to constantly do things like this, to hold on to each other and to feel that we're always watching over this flame the whole day. And only making our actions stronger offer unity.
Yeah, there are many sermons on this lesson. One is that despite all the fatigue that we felt in the beginning of the lesson, and I heard other friends too, so we saw that the light of confidence actually is above all of that. It shines all the time, and if you accept going above reason, meaning what my mind shows me right now, that you're tired, that you don't have the strength to advance. But Rav says that there's no fatigue in spirituality, but how will I make connection with spirituality? Through the 10. If you're connected to the 10, for sure you'll get the right attitude and eventually contact with the light of life. So that's our confidence.
Yeah, their confidence is to advance the 10. To give up on ourselves and have the 10 advance. Avi.
Georg.
To your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him the prayer of many from us alone. Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him the prayer of many from us alone.